go, and five. Yud Base Adar Sheni, Friday the 14th of March, Rabbi Rafael Goldblatt, Mitzvahs, Kareas Megillah.
Okay. Right, what I want to speak about is, in the midst of Mikra Megillah, is one specific point which has enough number of ramifications in the poskim, which is the two mitzvahs that we have on Mikra Megillah. Two mitzvahs, two parts of the mitzvah. We all know, or I hope we know, that we're going to hear the Megillah twice, or lay the Megillah twice. Gemara Megillah says that we have to read the Megillah, Gemara Daf Dalet, that we read the Megillah by night and by day. And there are a number of different areas in which the poskim make a distinction between the Kriyas Megillah of the night and the Kriyas Megillah of the day, which I'm going to try and go through. The place that this starts is Machlokes Rishonim in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Dalet. The Gemara says there that the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah applies both by night and by day. Tosfos there discusses what happens to the bracha of Shehechiyonu. Normally, if one does a mitzvah more than once, for example, you shake your lulav every day of Sukkot, you light the Ner Chanukah every night of Chanukah, the first time that you do the mitzvah, you say Shehechiyonu, and subsequently you don't, because you're doing the same mitzvah again, so the simcha is, although it's another action, and you're mechuyav to do it again, but the simcha of coming to the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah is not the same as the first time, so it's only the first time that we say Shehechiyonu. So Tosfos says, in Megillah Daf Dalet Devar Maschil Chayev, that Megillah is different. He says that Megillah, although you say Shehechiyonu in the night, you say it again in the morning. Tosfos says that the reason that this should be is because the Ikar Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah is in the day. He proves from a number of different places. One point he mentions is the fact that the other mitzvot Hayom have to be done in the day. You can't have your Mishdeh or do your Mishleach Monos or Matonis Lev Yonim the night of Purim. They have to be done in the day, like many other mitzvot that apply to specific Yom Tovim. So he says that Mikra Megillah, the Ikar mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is to read or hear the Megillah during the day. And there's another extra point, which is that we also have to hear the Megillah at night. That's the shita of Tosfos, and therefore Tosfos says that we do say Shehechiyonu in the morning because that's when we're coming to the Ikar mitzvah. So we say Shehechiyonu again, although we said Shehechiyonu the first time we hear the Megillah, but that wasn't the main Mikra Megillah. That was the additional Mikra, if you want to call it that, the additional part of the mitzvah. Once we get to the main part, we say Shehechiyonu again. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says that in the same way as in Sukkah, the first time you eat in the Sukkah you say Shehechiyonu, the first time you shake your lulav you say Shehechiyonu, the same applies to Megillah. Since you say Shehechiyonu the first time, you don't say it again. Now this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, and therefore the Sfaradim say Shehechiyonu only at night and not in the morning. And the Ramah says that the Minhag is like the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Tur and the Maharam and the other Ashkenazi Rishonim. And therefore all Ashkenazim say Shehechiyonu both by night and again in the morning. Interestingly, it seems to be quite recent that that's become an Ashkenazi Sfaradi split. Although it's in the Mechaber Ramah as a Machlokes, but almost all the Rishonim, even the Rishonim who say that one should say Shehechiyonu, including the Tur and the Mordechai, say that although theoretically we should say Shehechiyonu in the morning, but that isn't the Minhag. The Torah says that although Rabbeinu Tam holds, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam and his father the Rosh, who say that we say Shehechiyonu again in the morning, but Ein Noehag in Kain, and the Beis Yosef says that he's going to Paskin like the Rambam, because that's the Minhag everywhere. Even in Ashkenaz, they don't follow this shit of the Balei Tosfos. It's not one of the Beis Yosef's Hachrois like the Rambam and the Rif. There is no Rif here. It's the Rambam against many other Rishonim. And it's because of the Minhag that the Beis Yosef is Machriya in the Shulchan Aruch that we should, that which the Sfaradim follow, that they should not say Shehechiyonu. The Maharam Meir Rotenberg himself, a number of his Talmidim write, the Mordechai, the Agos Maimonis, write that the Maharam Meir Rotenberg himself, he used to lay in the Megillah in Shul, so he was Moitzi the Tzibur in the morning with the first two brachas, and while the Tzibur was saying a nice long Omein to the Brach of Sha'asah Nisim, he quickly muttered under his breath, Shehechiyonu. He wasn't Moitzi them, but he felt that he should be doing it. He held that's the Halacha, and he was going against the Minhag, but that's what he felt should happen. And as in many other aspects of Halacha, we find that the Maram and his Talmidim adopted personal Minhag in the Maram, which then became widespread through that, amongst all the Ashkenazim. The Minhag, for example, the Minhag of not eating meat immediately after hard cheese was a personal Chumrah of the Maram, which became adopted in the whole of Ashkenaz, and there are many other such examples. This was another one. Within the next 200 years, it had become adopted almost across Ashkenazi Europe. Even, so that's what the Ramah writes, V'chei noeg in b'chol medinos elu, which means in Ashkenaz, in all of the Ashkenazi countries, they did say Shehechiyonu by then. It still wasn't a complete split. The Levush says that in certain Ashkenazi kilos they don't say Shehechiyonu, The Kal Vachaim says that in certain Sephardi Kehillas they do, but nowadays with much more connections between different Kehillas, much more communication, it's become a complete split. The Ashkenazim all say Shechianu in the morning, even in Eretz Yisrael, although the Vilna Gaon holds that one shouldn't, for some reason they haven't adopted the Minhag HaGro in that one, and all the Sephardim do not say Shechianu. So the basis of this psak of Tosfos, As I said, is that Tosfos holds that the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom. So we would assume that the Rambam is arguing with that. The Rambam who holds that one does not say Shechianu in the morning, it would sound like the Rambam holds that the Ikkar Mitzvah is not Bayom, it's an equal part of the Mitzvah. We'd have to fulfill the Mitzvah twice, once by night, again in the morning. And since it's the same Mitzvah that we're doing twice, like with Lulav and everything else, Chanukah, etc., we don't say Shechianu more than once. And that seems to be Mukhrach in the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah says that, as I said, that the source of the Rambam is exactly like Sukkah and Lulav and all other mitzvahs. In the same way, we only say Shechianu once. The Gro disagrees. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Bihar Gro on the Shulchan Aruch and some Kof Reish Tzadi Beis that the Rambam cannot disagree with the point of Tosfos that the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom. He says it's clear that the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom L'Kol Alma. Why does the Rambam disagree? He says that the Rambam had a source that even when you do a peripheral part of a mitzvah at some point and say Shechianu on that, and then you get to the main part of the mitzvah afterwards, you still do not say Shechianu. What was his source? His source is Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, which the Rishonim say we're not knowing nowadays, but the Gemara in Sukkah says that when someone's building his Sukkah, he should say Shechianu, and then he doesn't say Shechianu on the mitzvah of Yeshiva Basukkah on Yom Tov. But when someone binds his lulav, he says Shechianu, and then when he shakes it on Yom Tov, he does not say Shechianu. So the Rishonim say that we're not knowing like that anymore, but the Gro says that we can see from that that even if you're doing something which is only a Hechsha mitzvah, you're doing something which is only preparatory to the mitzvah, it's not even a kiyum of the mitzvah in any way, it's a peripheral part of the mitzvah to a very great extent. Nevertheless, you're entitled at that point to say Shechianu, Me'ikah Hadin. And since you've already said Shechianu on that mitzvah, even once you reach the actual kiyum of the mitzvah, you don't say Shechianu again. So he says that was the source of the Rambam. It's not that the Rambam disagrees and holds that it's not the Ikkar Mitzvah Bayom, like I would seem to be mashma in the Magid Mishnah and the Beis Yosef. The Rambam must agree that the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom. He must agree that the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom. And nevertheless, since we've done a part of the mitzvah, an extra verse, could call it a subsidiary part of the mitzvah, an extra part of the mitzvah which isn't the main kiyum ha-mitzvah, nevertheless, we say Shechianu the first time because that's also an action of mitzvah, and then we would not say it again. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Tzadi, Negros Moshe, he has a long tshuva about the bracha of Shalsa Nisim on Chanukah, the Shliach Tzibur, who lit the menorah in the shul, says Shechianu. There's discussion, should he say Shechianu again, but they don't discuss Shalsa Nisim. He speaks about why. He has a long, long tshuva, and in the middle of, towards the end of the tshuva, he says that we only ever say Shalsa Nisim twice because you're doing something bigger in the mitzvah or something greater in the nes the second time. Chanukah, each day of the nes is an additional, each day of the mitzvah is an additional part of the nes. The nes was greater the longer we went along. That's why you say Shalsa Nisim. And he says, although the Rambam who holds that you don't say Shechianu in the morning of Mikra Megillah says because you've already done the mitzvah, so it would seem that he holds that the morning mitzvah is not adding to the evening mitzvah. Nevertheless, the Rambam agrees you say Shalsa Nisim because he says it's clear that the Rambam agrees that the morning mitzvah is the main part of the mitzvah, and therefore he agrees you say Shalsa Nisim. Shechianu is different, and he says that he doesn't mention that it's the Gro, but he says exactly the same thing as the Gro in the same way, and that Shechianu is different, that even if you've done only a part of the build-up to the mitzvah, even something that's not even part of the Kiyum mitzvah itself, once you've said Shechianu once, you would not say it again. So
that would be more to all the other mitzvahs.
Okay, I wasn't going to deal with the other mitzvahs. I can. Okay. Just quickly, I'll do one point about the other mitzvahs. So we've got machlokas. So our machlokas, Rambam and Rabbi Nutam, the machlokas, the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in the minhag nowadays, is according to the Gra and Rav Moshe Feinstein not a machlokas whether the Ikkar Mitzvah is Bayom. Both the Rambam and Tosfos, the Ashkenazi Rishonim, agree that the Ikkar Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is in the day. Once we've accepted that the Ikkar Mitzvah is by day, then there's a machlokas whether you should say Shechianu again or not, and both it isn't a machlokas about the basic din of what the mitzvah is. The well-known Inyan that's mentioned in the Shalach, quoted in the Magen Avraham, to be mechaven for Shechianu in the morning for the other mitzvahs. So there's discussion. The Prima Godim says that the Sfaradim who say Shechianu only by night, as we've just seen, should be mechaven for the mitzvahs even though they're quite a way away. Which is quite a chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bi'alocha that that's quite a chiddush. It's not the zman you could do that mitzvah even. It's not even the time. You couldn't, if you would now give Mishloach Monos at night, you wouldn't be yotzi. You're going to bed still, most of us, that night. And it's the same day, but it's not the Shechionu of the Birchas Yom. There's a separate question. There's a Yaivot who says that you should say Shechionu for the Yom Tov of Purim. That's a separate question. But the Shechionu for the mitzvah, the Prima Godim says to be Mechavan, and that definitely is the Minhag. But the Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bi'alocha that it's quite questionable whether that would help. The same thing would apply if Purim in Yerushalayim is on Shabbos. So you read the Megillah and you say the Shechionu twice on Friday, and then you do all the mitzvahs over the Mishnah on Shabbos and the other mitzvahs on Sunday. So you've not even got the same day. You've got a big separation. Nevertheless, it's clear. There are other makoros anyway. What the Shloah is not saying that there was a takona of the Brach of Shechionu on the other mitzvahs. The Shloah is saying, since you're saying the Brach of Shechionu anyway for the other reasons, so have in mind the other mitzvahs. It's clear in the post-give. It's not clear, for example, if there's any inyan not to give Matanit Avyonim before Megillah. The Yisod Shosh Avodah says it's best to give Matanit Avyonim before Shachris. The Magen Avraham happens not to have mentioned Matanit Avyonim in his list, but other post-give do. I saw once in one of these Seder sheets that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to give his Matanit Avyonim after Shachris, before Megillah, which is obviously before the Shechionu, and he didn't feel that you have to give it afterwards. There is an interesting Maramokam. There's a Sefer Chuvas Min HaShemayim, Rav Yitzchok Mim Marvel, who's a late Rishon, who used to ask his questions to the Yeshiva Shel Mala, and he received his answers, and he wrote them down in a Sefer which he called Chuvas Min HaShemayim. He writes there in Simon Tesbov that he asked about the varying minhagim. By his time, it was already different minhagim even within Ashkenaz. There were different minhagim. Some kehillas, they do say Shechion in the morning. Some kehillas, they don't. And the answer he received from Shemaim was that the Shechion of the morning is really for Mishloach Monos and Mishter. Also doesn't mention Matanis Levyonim. Pardon? We don't. Yeah, but Chidor speaks about that, and there's lots of chores about how this sefer can exist. Leva Shemaim he, yeah. Yeah, the Chidor says that if there's something which is already a machloikas, Shemaim can be machria, like Bishamim and Bis Hillel, where there was a bus coil that said Halachaka Bis Hillel, and Rav Elazar and Bishua is different. That's not something, not for this year. Anyway, so his answer that he received in Hashemayim was that the Brach of Shechion in the morning is actually for the Mishteh and Mishloach Monos, but Chazal knew that if we leave the Shechionu for after the Mikra Megillah, many people will actually forget to say it, and therefore they set it up on the Mikra Megillah, that's quite a chiddush, which is not mentioned in any of the other poskim. But otherwise, it's more or less accepted. They're like Tosfos, like the other Shein, the Shechionu is because the Ikka Mitzvah is Bayom. Agav, he also has assumed, or the Malach has understood, that the Shechionu of the night could not have included the Mitzvahs of the day, because otherwise you wouldn't need another one. So we have a Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, which is nowadays a split between the Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, whether you say Shechionu on the reading of the Megillah in the morning. However, we've demonstrated, the Gran and Rav Moshe Feinstein have demonstrated, that that's not a machlokas whether the Ikka Mitzvah is by Yom. Everyone agrees that the main mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is by day. The machlokas is in the dinim of Shechionu. If you say Shechionu on something which isn't the main kiyum of the mitzvah, would you still say it again once you get to that kiyum or not? So there are a number of other aspects, many other places where this split between the Mikra Megillah by night and the Mikra Megillah by day is mentioned in the poskim. The Mikra Megillah in the day is the Ikka Mitzvah, for the moment we'll call it, and the Mikra Megillah by night is an extra point. There's an enormous, very complicated Machlokes HaPoskim in Siman Tov Resh Pei Ches. What someone does if he travels from Yerushalayim to another town, or the other way around, at some point on Yud Dalet and Tesvav of Adar. How should we define what he should do? He could have to have two mitzvahs, sometimes it would seem that he should be able to avoid the mitzvah entirely. What exactly should we do? How do we define whether someone is a ben krach or a ben ir? The shita of the Rambam, which is passed in the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Ikka Hadin, in Siman Tov Resh Pei Ches, is that the place where someone is at the moment of Alois HaShachar, on the morning of Purim, that's what defines whether he's a ben krach or ben ir. So someone who's in Yerushalayim as the sun starts to rise, at Alois HaShachar of Yud Dalet Adar, is not going to be Chayav in Purim. That's not his Purim. His Purim will only be the next day. What happens if he then leaves before the next day is another question. And someone who's outside Yerushalayim, even if he usually lives in Yerushalayim, someone who's outside Yerushalayim at Alois HaShachar of Yud Dalet becomes Chayav in Purim and has to lay the Megillah again there. And then what will happen if he goes back, or if he have two days of Purim or not, is again another question, which the Achronim speak about. So the Rambam says that the point that defines whether someone is a Ben Krach or a Ben Ir, someone is Chayav in Purim of Yudalit or Purim of Tezvav, is the moment of sun of Alois HaShachar, the beginning of the day on Purim. And the Pasuk explained that the reason for that is that in the Ikka of Purim, not only of Mikra Megillah, but the Ikka of all Purim, of the definition of when Purim is the morning of the Purim. That's the Ikka of Pirsum HaNes, that's the Ikka of what the Nes was. All the mitzvahs Hayoim, except for Megillah, we do only by day. We, the Mishneh, Mishleach Honos, Matonis, Sevinim have to be by day. That's in Simon Tov, Shetali Hei, the Mechaber says that. and therefore we can see that the Ikka of Purim is the day. The fact that we read Megillah by night is an extra point. There's an extra mitzvah. Chazal felt that we should be chayav to read it twice for extra pirsum hanes or for whatever reason. But the main focus of the Yom Tov of Purim is actually the day of Purim, and therefore the point that defines whether someone is a Ben Krach or a Ben Ir is the moment of the beginning of the day. Although the Chazanish argues with this Rambam, I think he's arguing only in the practical point of whether this applies to this question, not in the kliyos of when is the ikayon. Another question that's mentioned in the Poskim, we know that in the first Mishnah in Brochus says that you have to say Shema before midnight. That Chazal were Gozer Midrabbonon, someone has to say Kriya Shema before midnight, and the same applies to other things, Ivor and Budorim, etc. The Mishnah mentions some others, because if we keep the Ikahadin, the Dindoraisa, which is that you can do these mitzvahs through the night, people will forget. If people leave Kriya Shema till after midnight, then they might forget to say it entirely. The Magen Avraham quotes the Yireim. Magen Avraham is in Siman Tofresh Pei Zayin. He quotes the Yireim, who says that this does not apply to Megillah. Although it's reason Makdimim, of course, and we do Megillah straight away. But there's no chiyuv specifically to make sure to be yotze the Megillah before midnight. The Eliyahu Rabbah argues there's no chiyuv according to the Magen Avraham and the Yireim to lay the Megillah specifically before midnight. Although it would seem that Kol Shemitzos of Balayla, you have a gzeira that you have to do it before midnight. So the Yireim says the reason is because Megillah is a mitzvah to chaviva, it's a mitzvah that people love doing, and no one's going to forget to hear Megillah. Magen Avraham himself says that he would give an additional reason, since the Ikka mitzvah is bayom, so Chazal didn't see that you have to be machmir, you don't have to make such gezeiros to go to such a great extent in case someone's going to forget. Of course it's a mitzvah drabbonon, it's a mitzvah we say three brachas on, but it's not a mitzvah that Chazal felt you have to have additional gzeiros to add on to make sure that people are not going to forget. The Ikka mitzvah is by day, that he's going to do anyway, even if he forgets by night. And therefore, it's not something that seemed so important to Chazal to make extra gzeiros and make sure it has to be done by Chatzos. Another application, there's a Hagois Maimonis, speaks about a case of someone who's Megayer on Purim morning. So, in Hilchas Kriya Shema, as Morin Brocha is quoted in Erechaim Siman Nun Ches, in Kriya Shema, if someone is Nenas and hasn't said Kriya Shema the whole night, he can still say Kriya Shema of the night until sunrise. Between Alois HaShachar and Honit Nachama, he can say Kriya Shema. So the Hagois Maimonis appears to have assumed, this is how the Magen Avraham understands him, the Hagois Maimonis has assumed that the same thing applies to all mitzvahs halayla, and if someone has an oinus and has not heard Megillah through the whole night, he can hear it until Honit Nachama. The Magen Avraham argues with that as well, but that's what the Hagois Maimonis is understood. Nevertheless, says the Hagois Maimonis, someone who is Megaya Purim morning before Honit Nachama, before sunrise, he doesn't have to hear the Megillah of the night, because it's not the Ikka mitzvah anyway. The Ikka mitzvah is mitzvah sayom, and since it's not the Ikka mitzvah, so he doesn't have to. The Poskim can give many more reasons. The Magen Avraham says there's no such thing in Megillah. The Prima Godim says that since he wasn't Jewish at the moment of the Chiyuv, so it's only like a Tashlumin, so that can't exist anyway. Others make, Nachsa Shekel makes a whole machlokas, depending on whether Geirus is Chal Balayla, the whole reason you can be Yotze at this time is because it's Miktsas Layla. So here we have a Mimonavshoch. If it's the night, he wouldn't be a Geir. So he goes through another reason based on that. So that's some more applications. The whole concept of Tashlumin in Megillah, there's a Chidor mentioned in the Shari Tshuva, who suggests, though his Maskone is not, suggests that if someone misses the Megillah at night, he should have to hear the Megillah twice in a row in the morning, like Tefillah. He gives other reasons, but L'chora we can add to this. This I haven't seen anyone actually saying, but L'chora the same reason we could say, since the Ikka mitzvah is Bayoim, it would seem logical that there was no concept of Tashlumin there, even according to the Poskim who say in other mitzvahs besides Tefillah that there is. So, in short, we've got, at the moment, we've got the concept of the Ikka mitzvah of Bayom, and we've got a few applications. We've got one for the kviyas of whether someone is a Ben Krach or a Ben Ir, depending where he is at the moment of the beginning of the day. We've got the Magen Avraham's reason why you don't specifically have to make sure to be Yotze Megillah before midnight, because Chazal were not lehechmiru kol kach in something which is not the Ikka mitzvah. And we've got the interesting Hagois Maimonis about the case of someone who's Megayah just before. Now, based on this, there's another machlokas in the postmodern with a few more applications. We find many points in which there are differences between a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. For example, sofik d'oraisa l'chumra, sofik d'rabbanan l'kula. There are many other such distinctions between a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. The poskim say that a mitzvah that is midivrei kabbalah, a mitzvah that comes from the zman hanaviim, is chomur k'd'oraisa. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. It isn't a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's definitely not in the Torah. But because it's in Nach, it's called divrei kabbalah and it's chomur k'd'oraisa. So there's a tshuva in the Noda Bihuda. This is Madur Kamasim and Mem Aleph. He has a long, complicated cheshen about a day when the last moment for Kiddush Levana was while they were already in the middle of Megillah. What should they do? One of the things he mentions, Besoich Dvorov, is that although Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, Mikra Megillah is something that's mentioned in Tanakh. It's obviously mentioned that we read the Megillah. It's mentioned in the Megillah itself. So it's obviously Kedivrei Kabbalah, which is Kiddush Oraisa. Nevertheless, he says it's poshut to him that only applies to the Mikra Megillah in the morning. But the mitzvah of laying in the Megillah at night, he says there's no remez in Nach for it. The Gemara brings a drosha from a different pasuk, Laila v'loidu mioli, but that's, he says, is only a smach. It's not a real makor, and it's not mentioned anywhere in the Megillah itself that we lay in the Megillah at night. It says hayomim ho'elet, so he says that's only day. And therefore, the reading of the Megillah at night is a mitzvah drabonon. But it's not a chomer kedivrei kabbalah, and that's one of the things he takes into account when he discusses whether it comes before Kiddush Levana or not.
Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah veris anyhow.
Yeah, but if you're...
If, don't push away something which could be done later.
It can if you can do it later, but he's talking about a case of when you're in the middle of the Megillah and it would be a hefsek.
Yeah, so...
It's a hefsek. No, you've got brachal v'atala then.
No, you don't make a brachal.
But if you're mafsek in the middle of the Megillah, you make a brachal again. You're mafsek between the bracha and the kiddush.
It's still a mitzvah veris.
Yeah, but the Issa of Brochla Batzvala is also... Anyway, he speaks about other cases as well. What happens if you could do both? Which one should you do first? He speaks about which is also relevant to other sugars. There's also a Turi Evan, which is the Shagas Arias Chidushim on some Masechtos. It's the Turi Evan in Megillah. He also writes the same thing. He says that the Chumrah of being Kedivrei Kabbalah does not apply to Mikra Megillah Balayla, only to Mikra Megillah Bayom. He also actually says that women are only Chuyav Midrabonon, not Midivrei Kabbalah. And he has enough commitments based on that. He says in a case of a Sofik, if a woman's been Yotza, since it's only a Drabonon, she wouldn't have to hear it again, whereas a man would, at least in Mikra Megillah Bayom. There's a tshuva of Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Zichron Livracha, in Yabia Omer. This is one of his earliest tshuvas. It's Chelik Aleph Simon Mem Gimel. He was in his 20s. It's a tshuva that he wrote in 1947. It's the time of the British Mandate. And the British rulers, the British who were ruling Palestine, made a curfew that no one was allowed to leave their houses at night, from sundown to sunset. So he has a long tshuva about what one should do about Mikra Megillah. Do you read Megillah before or not? The Shulchan Aruch holds that B'Shas Adchak you can read the Megillah before the night. Prichodosh argues. He goes through an enormously long tshuva with all sorts of maramakomis about this. He mentions a pasuk. There's a pasuk. Oisa oisha v'lo b'mishpat p'chatsiyam ovi azvenu. Someone who gathers wealth with shelo b'din, they'll lose it all pretty quickly. And he paraphrases it. He says oisa oitzer. Someone who makes a curfew shelo b'mishpat p'chatsiyam ovi azvenu, he'll die young. So he writes at the beginning of the tshuva. He mentions a sefer called Ohel Moed, which is a late Sfaradi Achron, who says that mitzvahs kriyas megillah bayom is midivrei kabbalah. He says, as we've just said, it's mentioned from in Tanakh, it's mentioned in the Megillah itself. That he said, and the Sefer Omer says, Mikra Megillah Shebalayla is Mishum Minhag. He says, Nohagu to read the Megillah by night. Although it's a Mufurish Gemara, he says it only has the status of a mitzvah Mishum Minhag, which is actually Mufurish in Maseches Sofrim. The Maseches Sofrim, the Brasas, Perichof Aleph, says, Mokum Shenohagu Likres Balayla Ubayoim Yikru. Somewhere where they've accepted this minhag, we can make a bracha on a minhag as well, at least Ashkenazim, make a bracha on the minhag, we have the minhag of reading the Megillah by night as well, they should do this minhag. So that minhag is now in the Gemara, which is obviously after the Brises. That minhag is in the Gemara, something that everyone should do, so it's now something that we all do, and everybody says the bracha on it, but it doesn't have the status of a mitzvah shem divrei kabbalah, it's not more than a mitzvah drabonon, and perhaps even less. The Prima Godim says that Mordechai and Esther were masakin to read the Megillah by day, like the Loshon of the Pasuk, Yomim or Eila. And then he quotes the Gemara, which says that we don't say Halal on Purim, because Kriyoso Zuhi Hilula, the reading of the Megillah is the Hilul. And he says that based on that, we know that Pesach, we say Halal by night as well as in the day, so based on that, they extended the Megillah to the night as well. But it's a late, he doesn't say clearly that it doesn't have the status of Mitzvah Shemi Divrei Kabbalah, but he does say that it was a later Takana by than the original takana that's mentioned in the Megillah is Bayom and not Balayla. And afterwards they added the mitzvah of Balayla. So we have many Achronim who say this, which is presumably connected to the fact that the mitzvah of Megillah Bayom is the Ikka. That's probably the same thing. Based on that, we would have to see whether those things that we say are more chomor because something is midivrei Kabbalah, do they apply to the Megillah by night or only by day? For example, if someone is mesupik, if he's been yotze mikra Megillah, he's not sure, or he's heard the Megillah during Bein HaShemoshas, right? So we take on, most poskim take on, that you can't be yotze the Megillah before night. What happens if someone hears the Megillah Bein HaShemoshas? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Zayin that someone who hears the Megillah during Bein HaShemoshas, Sofik Drabon and Lekula, he's yotze. Doesn't have to go and find another place to hear it. Doesn't have to put himself out to hear the Megillah again. Sofik Drabon and Lekula, it's not something we do Lechatchila. You don't, as like with other mitzvahs, Drabon and Sefiras HaOmer. Also, the Mechaba says that the minhag was to say Sefiras HaOmer during Shvein HaShemoshas, but it's something that people should be machmerim because Sofik Drabon and Lekula is not Lechatchila. So it's not something we should do Lechatchila. We don't hear the Megillah during Bein HaShemoshas. However, if someone's heard it Bein HaShemoshas, he's Yotze. The Prima Godim in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that that's not the case. Sofik Divrei Kabbalah is also. Sofik Divrei Kabbalah is like a deraisa. Sofik Divrei Kabbalah lechumra. So he says two cases. This is mentioned twice in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis. If someone's not sure if he's been yotze the Megillah or if he hears it Bein HaShemoshas, which is an example of the same thing, Prima Godim holds he has to hear it again, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens. What does the Aruch HaShulchan hold? So lechayra. The Aruch HaShulchan agrees that Sofik Divrei Kabbalah is Lechumra, that's a standard concept. L'chayra, the Aruch HaShulchan means because he's talking about Bein HaShemoshas. So when we're talking about Bein HaShemoshas, it's only ever obviously relevant to the Kriya of the night. The Kriya of the night, we've seen many Achronim say, is not Kedivrei Kabbalah. So the Kriya of the night doesn't have that status of Kedivrei Kabbalah, and you don't have to be Machmir in the case of Sofik. The Prima Godim, who himself seems to agree with those Achronim, he says that it was a later Takana and isn't mentioned in the Megillah. He doesn't clearly say that it's not Kedivrei Kabbalah, but he says it's not there. L'chayra, the Prima Godim holds that although the Kriya of the night is less chomor and is a later Takana and isn't actually mentioned in the Megillah, nevertheless, when they were Mesakan that we should do it, they gave it the status of Divrei Kabbalah like the Kriya in the morning. Another application of the same thing, there's a machlokes is in the Gemara if mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If someone's doing something which happens to be a mitzvah, but doesn't intend to be yotze the mitzvah. If he says the brachas, then of course he's intending to be yotze the mitzvah. But the case in the Mishnah is a sofer, someone who's writing a Megillah, and as he's writing it, he reads every word, and would he be yotze or not? So many poskim hold that although normally mitzvah tzrichas kavana, in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach that you have to be mechaven to be yotze Kriya Shema, but the mitzvah drabonon, that's not the case. And one of the questions that Achronim ask on this is that the Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Sif Yud Gimel that a sofer who's writing the Megillah is not Yotze. He paskens mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and someone who reads every word of the Megillah as he's writing it down without any intention to be Yotze is not Yotze the mitzvah. So the Yeshuas Yaakov quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and this is also in the Marsham on Maseches Megillah, they answer that it's Kedivrei Kabbalah. Since it's Kedivrei Kabbalah, it's Chomer Kidoy Raisa, and in the same way as it's Chomer Kidoy Raisa in the aspect of Sofik, it's also Chomer Kidoy Raisa that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah argues, because anyway he disagrees with the Tzad, that Mishnah Berurah is different in this. But based on this, the Yeshuas Yaakov says, if a sofer is writing a Megillah at night, or someone is reading the Megillah just because he's learning the Megillah, and he happens to be reading it from a Kosher Megillah, and he didn't intend to be Yotzi, perhaps didn't even realize that it was the time to be Yotzi yet, if it's by night, since it's a mitzvah drabonon, and the night is not Kedivrei Kabbalah, the night is only a mitzvah drabonon, so lechayra we should say he should be yotze. He says that which the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, that a sofer who's writing the Megillah is not yotze because mitzvah kavana, he holds is only because it's Kedivrei Kabbalah. By night it's not Kedivrei Kabbalah, so by night he would be yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah anyway disagrees because the Gra holds that even a mitzvah drabonon needs kavana, but according to what we've seen, the Prima Godim, we can demonstrate what we've demonstrated from the Prima Godim, which is that when they created the extra chiyuv, the additional chiyuv, the mitzvah drabonon, the minhag, the thing which is not the ikka of reading the Megillah by night as well, they gave it the status of Kedivrei Kabbalah legabi all inyonim. The chayyur, the nafkamina of the Yeshuas Yaakov would also not be valid, and we could stick with the pashtas of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that at night also you would not be yotze. One further nafkamina, there's a machleik saposkim. The klal normally in Hilchas Tefillah is that if you have someone who's 13 years old but hasn't yet reached physical gadlus, he's not yet been maybe shtei saros. Chazaka de Rova, the Gemara says Chazaka de Rova that he is a gadol, and we can rely on that legabei drabonon. So someone who's 13 but not physically mature can be motzi people with kriyas haTorah but not with parsha zocher, for example. In Megillah, so many poskim say that we have to be machmir. Mishra mentions this. We have to be machmir because it's kidoy raisa in divrei Kabbalah. Turi Evan says based on what he himself said earlier, that by night, where it's not Kadibri Kabbalah, you can rely on a 13-year-old boy laning for you, even if you're not aware that he's actually a god only Dairaisa. Lefi the Prima Godim, l'chayra, that would not be the case. Even by night, we have to be machmir on this mitzvah with all points related to this mitzvah, like a Dibri Kabbalah, and therefore you couldn't rely on that.